I wonder who I am. I wonder who I am. Maybe I'm a mysterious plane on your side, a darkness that shade with light. I wonder who I am. I travel continent to continent, but my destination is yet to come, and the words on your mouth, a boat person, asylum seeker, a refugee, makes me wonder who I am. I guess I'm lost. In your hands is where I felt lack of love and care, but also physical security and warmth. My daily routine were internal emotion, pain, and every single day you remind me that I was others, them, but never us. But what is my name? What is my name? What is my name? And what is our story? Well, we were born dreams in our heart. We looked for better lives and a safety world to stay. We chose the risky ways that we were told was illegal. We were given a piece of paper to write our names, but our hands were shaking. Our beautiful names were turned into numbers. We were given a chance to explain the horror where we came. Psychologists who check our mental health before we gathered in a big tent where lots of men were watching us. We fled from those who promised to take other lives away, those who supply bombs every day, give the boys gun, and use the girls in a sexual slave. Finally, our mind failed. We learned nothing but to escape sounds of the gunshots, carrying dreams in our hearts, traveling the waves, each of us being brave, ending up behind a fence. And now you wonder who I am. Thank you. Thank you, Community in Control, for having me today here. And Maureen and Dennis and Caddy, thank you for having us. That poem was called Identity. And it's sometimes when you're asylum seeker, refugee, or actually visit another place that is no home, sometimes you sort of lose your identity. So that one is called Identity. I'm going to share with you a few poems. So most of my poems, they call like Annoy Tony Abbott, because when I came to Australia, Tony was the prime minister. So all I did is like to write for him every single day. He sort of replied, but it was kind of cute because he told me I would never settle in Australia. And I was like, it's all good, mate. So this next poem, I had a few years ago, I had the opportunity to work with Ali Kuma Heckman. She's an amazing indigenous poet, writer. And this poem is called Country Too Far. I am from a nation of poets. From Hadrawa, Tima'ada to Warsan Shire, I lived a normal land with a camel head. I remember how the laughter of the neighborhood rippled through our body daily. We danced with the memories of our ancestors. Hope felt like a grounded cardamom, raindrops on a dry earth. But time have changed. I've left with a broken tongue, eyes that witness civilians disappear on a desert plain. As a youth, we were product of a conflict. Our choices were limited, our home were abandoned, and every day was a burning fire. Beneath my feet, continent to continent, an opal-hearted country, and one of your unwanted being. I've come to love you, sandburnt. I've come to love you, sandburnt, even though you are land of a secret injustice, my new home, between rigid policies, ruled by border protectors, who waste millions to imprison my brain, as even I walk free. You can lock up all the birds. You can lock down all the birds through the dust of words at them. You can freeze them with fear, erase their past. But I have a heart full of birds and stars. And this is a new home, far from home. And those when I fly in, looking down in captivity, an opal-hearted country, I'm one of your unwanted beings. I've come to love you, Christmas Island. I come to love you, Christmas Island, where the seas were clear, the birds whopping the battles, where the crops migrate proudly, painting the street with their orange parks. I miss the soil of Phosphate Hills, where my first footprint was recorded, where sugar was the only hope in my cup. I love the dreamland stories, which reminds me of Hadrawi poems when the Afaka told the lions how it's supposed to hunt. I pay respect to the owners of this land. We are lucky to be part of an older culture because I know how traditional smell, the taste of belonging. Through my lens, I can see maybe my ruined history my destination. But if palms will rain, I will bless this country with my words. I got two more poems for you. And this one is called The Beautiful Ocean. And it's the relationship that I have on the ocean. I've been on the ocean for 8 days coming to Australia. And I think when you're on the black ocean, when the sky, the blue sky and the blue water met blackest, the darkest, brightest stars. And this one is called The Beautiful Ocean. This beautiful ocean was once a nightmare to me. A blue water, blue sky were blended and darkness were produced. Foggy and salty smoke was the air I inhaled. And if I could ever color my fear, it would be red, a danger zone, a chemical home, prohibited human zone. This beautiful ocean was once a nightmare to me. Life went without meaning, dry earth. Eyes without sight. The earth beneath us were enemies of waves crashing like the tectonic plates, and our hope crashed away. This beautiful ocean was once a nightmare to me, but I was the captain of my actions. I embraced my bravery, not my destination. And as the days pass, Australia, come close. Australia, come close, a lavish land full of life. A group of dolphins marching like the armies on an Anzac Day. But this beautiful ocean was once my escaping cage. Was once my escaping cage where I sought refuge. She really cares. She really cares at some point because she protects me from the wild creature that she gives shelter. And this world become my playground where humans are toys. Life, it's full of exams. But this beautiful ocean taught me how to appreciate. Taught me how to appreciate. And right at this moment when I come close to her, silence. Silence overtake my brain. Silence overtake my brain. She says, do you remember me? She says, do you remember me? I'm only good for visit, not long journeys. The sand whisper, welcome home. And as I wrote this poem, I wasn't far from her. Her gentle, cool breeze inspired me to write. She says, I'm only good for visit, not long journeys. Okay, enough for depressing poems. I'm gonna read one more and then I'm gonna finish it. This one is for the ladies in the room. I will write one for the boys later. So this poem actually, I think like in the last couple of months, it's been a very hard time in our country. A lot of things are going on, and I had to reflect on it. And this one, I did it for International Women's Day. On International Women's Day, I sat and watched powerful women shining, sharing their stories. I saw eyes that witnessed pain but turn into joy. But turn into joy. I saw unity for equality. I was overwhelmed, empowered to stand still, to write my fears, to embrace my tear. Each word, each drop is a word. Then I reflected my own Salem woman. The woman within me, she's walking in a thin thread, sharper than a razor blade. She's physically free but mentally chained. She is a solemn woman. She has a vision. Her eyes are blur, bleeding with what staple life. She grew up before her time with a fire burning her tongue. Her feet are collapsing. She's a broken glass between two continents. She lives in hope. Determination is painted in her cell. The solemn woman will never know when an angry flood will come, a system that is designed to wipe the meaning away. They agree that we're all refugee, but they keep us insanity, refugee, temporary, not quite free to see what I could be the future before us. But this poem This poem is for my unborn child. You will be born into progress. You will realize being strong is the uniform of every woman. You will read these notes again and again. And you will realize when your mama joined the farm, there were already seeds on the ground. All she did was to spray water every day. But your grandmother was born when the roads of equality were unknown, when the oppression was only their choice. Please don't complicate your dreams. Don't leave your mind complicated. And don't let anyone silence your voice.